Divine Mercy Sunday. What is it, how to celebrate it, and more. Hi guys, my name is Ken Yuzinski, and this is
Janelle Yuzinski.
And today we're going to talk about Divine Mercy Sunday. Now, we find ourselves today, as the release of this video on Divine Mercy Sunday. It's a great opportunity for us to avail ourselves to great grace. Mm-hmm. Now, how did this start? If we rewind all the way back to the 30s, we have a Polish nun, Saint Faustina, who received mystical experiences from Jesus. And eventually she was instructed by her spiritual director to write these down. Mm-hmm. One of the requests of Jesus was that he desired a feast to his mercy on the Sunday after Easter. And so this, what stands out to me, this, Janelle, is this happened in the 1930s.
Yeah.
It was only in the year, I think, 2000, by St. John Paul II, who actually made it officially for the whole Universal Church Divine Mercy Sunday. This tells me that God is patient.
Mm-hmm.
And that mercy is patient. That God is patient with us. And that he's not looking for perfection. He's just looking for progress. And so when we fall, we stand up, we go to him. And today on Divine Mercy Sunday is a perfect opportunity to get up and progress and go to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to share with you some words of Jesus spoken to St. Faustina regarding divine mercy. I've messed this up a few times, and that's why Janelle's laughing. Here we go. My daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and a shelter for all souls, especially for poor sinners. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon these souls who approach the fountain of my mercy.
The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion will obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment.
In another place, I want to grant complete pardon to the souls that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion on the Feast of my Mercy, which is Divine Mercy Sunday. And so how do we open ourselves to receive these graces? Jesus is very specific in paragraph 1579. The graces of my mercy are drawn by means of one vessel only, that is trust. The more a soul trusts, the more it will receive.
Mm-hmm.
So how to celebrate it? I thought I'd leave that to you.
Sure. I love celebrating things.
Yeah.
So
that's true. Everything in our household we celebrate.
There's any feast day to celebrate? Try to find a way. Okay, so first of all, maybe some of you have been doing the Divine Mercy Novena. And if you haven't, consider next year on Good Friday to start it, because it is an incredible novena. Every single day, there's different intentions that we pray for. We pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. One really important thing about Divine Mercy Sunday is that you can actually get a plenary indulgence, which is very important. And if we ever have an opportunity to get an indulgence, I would really recommend getting one, either for ourselves or for somebody who has passed away. The other thing is check out on your diocesan webpage and see if there is a local event going on, maybe at your cathedral or your basilica. Maybe somebody is putting on some kind of event and it would be great to participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I was just like Googling, you know, Divine Mercy crafts. There are tons of crafts out there. If you have little kids, you can do all kinds of things with them. You can even make desserts, Divine Mercy Novena, or sorry, you can make Divine Mercy desserts.
Say that 10 times really fast.
If I make one, I'll post a picture on Facebook.
All right.
Okay, all right, so another thing that you can do is you can, if you have an image of the Divine Mercy in your home, put it in a prominent place so that people can actually see it and venerate it, look at it, and just be grateful for the mercy that Jesus has given to us through his passion. Also, if you don't have an image of the Divine Mercy, I would say go and get one and put it up in your house. You could do a corporal act of mercy for someone.
Okay.
Go visit someone. Do something kind. And lastly, you could read a little bit about St. Faustina.
Part of the way that we could spend the day is also going to Eucharistic adoration, spending time with Jesus Christ himself, who is mercy himself. A great grace is there. Think about, you become like the people you spend time with, right? And so when you spend time with God in prayer, you become more like him. And that is one of the great graces of Eucharistic adoration, is that we start becoming like Jesus. And that is the whole goal of the spiritual life, to share in the divine life of God.
And then because it's a Sunday, we'll all be attending Mass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's very important.
Okay, so my friends, happy Divine Mercy Sunday. Be blessed and thank you for watching.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we would not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.